For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Cultural Baggage was Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle, Washington, and author of a new book, Breaking Rank.
I told you we weren't going to belabor the drug war too much, but I do want to get your stance, your opinion about what this drug war has done to our nation and perhaps what we might do differently.
I think it has devastated this nation. I can't think of a more damaging domestic policy that year after year and decade after decade is prosecuted at the federal, state, and local level to no end other than harmful effects. There are very few people who are advocating drug use, and certainly none that I know of advocating drug abuse. We know the damage that can be caused by all drugs, including particularly alcohol and tobacco, which we all understand produces more harm to individuals, families, society, and financial losses than all other drugs combined. So nobody's pushing drugs in that sense of the term, but the reality is that our enforcement of it, our waging of this war on drugs, has produced the kind of problem we just spoke about a moment ago, corruption within police circles. It has left an awful lot of people dead, some drug traffickers, some innocent bystanders, some DEA or local police officers, and it has fundamentally ignored the basis of the problem, which is drug use, to my way of thinking, since we allow in a regulated fashion alcohol and tobacco consumption, needs to be seen as a right. If we don't frame it and experience it as a fundamental right of Americans to ingest, inject, inhale, sniff, snort, whatever substance they choose, you know, whether it's to find God or feel better or relieve some pain or just have some fun or whatever it is, then we can never get to the larger, deeper truth, and that is that those who don't use drugs responsibly are sick. And it's unconscionable that our society does not provide prevention, education, rehabilitation, the kinds of interventions, the kinds of financial assistance necessary to help people who are ill overcome their illness. And I just find it unconscionable that we treat drugs as a criminal rather than a medical and a public health problem.
To hear this full interview, please visit drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.